Pharmacy Podcast Nation, and especially our community pharmacy owners. Do you ever feel like you're getting pushed to do more with less? There's a product out there I'd like you to take a look at. Doing more for your pharmacy and more for your patients is important. I'm talking about the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack. For the same copay for your patients as pen needles alone, the UltiGuard Safe Pack provides 100 premium pen needles and a sharps container all in one. When pharmacies dispense the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack, they see consistently higher revenue and higher margins. Check this product out today and let us know what you think. Go to www.UltiGuardSafePack/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack/podcast. You can get a free sample pack on the website. Thanks for all you do as frontline healthcare providers, and thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
You're listening to the NASP Podcast. The Specialty Pharmacy Podcast is a collaboration with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy, the NASP, and the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The mission of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy is to improve specialty pharmacy practice by promoting continuing professional education and certification of specialty pharmacists while advocating for public policies that ensure patient access to specialty medications. As the healthcare industry's leading podcast dedicated to the pharmacy profession, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is proud to bring our listeners the NASP Podcast in partnership with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy.
Hello, my name is Sheila Arquette, and I'm the president and CEO of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy. I am delighted to welcome a very special guest today to participate in this podcast entitled All In for Specialty, How to Make Lasting Change in Patients' Lives Through Industry Standards and Guidance. But before we dive in, let's start with an introduction. Joining me today is Leanne Stember, president and CEO of NCPDP. NCPDP, the National Council for Prescription Drug Programs, is a not-for-profit multi-stakeholder forum for developing healthcare business solutions, including ANSI-accredited standards for electronic exchange of healthcare information. As president and CEO for nearly four decades, Leanne has led NCPDP to continued success in its transformative role in pharmacy services, creating and promoting adoption of consensus-based standards, and best practices that improve patient safety and decrease costs. Leanne represents NCPDP in the work of its membership to government agencies, other standard development organizations, healthcare industry associations and coalitions seeking to achieve health IT interoperability, and other reforms that improve the coordination and quality of care while reducing system costs. She currently serves on the board of the Work Group for Electronic Data Interchange, the CAQH Core Advisory Board, and the boards of the Med Data Foundation and the NCPDP Foundation. Leanne is a member of the American Management Association and the American Society of Association Executives, as well as numerous healthcare organizations, including the Academy of Managed Care Pharmacy, National Association of Chain Drug Stores, National Community Pharmacists Association, American Pharmaceutical Association, American Society of Health System Pharmacists, American Society of Consultant Pharmacists, Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, and the Women Business Leaders. Leanne, for our members who aren't familiar with NCPDP, please tell us a little bit about the organization.
Thank you, Sheila, for your very kind introduction. First, on behalf of NCPDP, we really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and to thank you for your support of our work in specialty pharmacy. NCPDP started out developing standards for the pharmacy services sector of healthcare back in 1977. And as a good sign of growth, today we do that and so much more. Big picture, we provide a problem-solving forum for all healthcare industry stakeholders. The outcome of our work are standards, enhancements to existing standards and industry guidance. And we've been successful in advancing pharmacy for 43 years. We brought real-time claims processing to pharmacy in 1988, and we developed the industry standard for electronic prescribing in the 1990s. Pharmacy has been a leader in embracing automation and a real-time environment. That's a testament to the work of our members and all that they do here at NCPDP, and it is also something that some of our major medical counterparts still struggle with. Our industry guidance is another area of our work. We have been asked by the manufacturers, government agencies, and others to help problem solve major patient safety issues. With the COVID-19 pandemic, our Emergency Preparedness Task Group reconvened in a series of special sessions to develop guidance for pharmacist-led COVID testing. This was critically important information that pharmacists needed to administer the test and other related services.
So what does all this mean for specialty pharmacy, Leanne? How can NCPDP help?
Great question, Sheila. As it impacts your membership, we recently made a big move to support the specific needs of specialty pharmacy. We always had some representation from specialty pharmacy here at NCPDP, but their ability to participate was fairly limited because they were popping into a few different work groups here and there to participate in a relatively small scope of the meeting's agenda. It's kind of like going to a restaurant for a sampler plate, and instead you get six full meals all at the same time. That made it challenging to get people like your members engaged. We heard that specialty pharmacies didn't feel like they had a home, a work group here at NCPDP that focused exclusively on their specific needs. Still, their participation was critical. We were able to make some important enhancements to our script standard for e-prescribing that meets some of the unique needs of specialty pharmacy. But then we got to a point where there was so much demand for NCPDP to provide a forum for specialty that we ultimately formed a specialty pharmacy work group, our work group 18, almost 2 years ago.
Why is this important to NCPDP?
Throughout our 40-plus years, we have always maintained a focus on the patient. It is part of our purpose, and it's always been in our DNA. Our members are here for a business purpose. How do we fix a problem or streamline a process to alleviate the burden on pharmacists, patients, and prescribers? And we also know that they themselves identify on a personal level as patients or caregivers. What we know of the patient journey is that it is difficult and it takes far too long for them to get the specialty medications that they need on the path to improving their health and quality of life. And that's just not acceptable. Prescribers and patients don't know where to go to get a specialty medication filled. Patients don't know if they can afford the medication or whether the insurance will cover it. And if they get it, they may not know how to administer the medication. There are more questions than answers, and this is a crucial time when patients need answers, and I believe that we can help.
Forgive me for being so direct, but why did it take so long? Why wouldn't NCPDP just start the work group?
That's a great question. We learned, and it's been proven time and time again, that the if you build it, they will come philosophy doesn't always work. We don't create standards just for the sake of having them because having a standard doesn't mean people will use it. There are three different ingredients to making a standard successful. First, there must be a need for the standard. Now, this can be a need driven by the industry stakeholders who have a business or patient safety problem that needs a solution, or the need can be driven by a mandate or something we know will be mandated in the future. It is always in our best interest to come together to find a solution that works best across the board than to be faced with a mandate and have to figure out how to make something work. Second, we need participation. This can be challenging because what may be important to one stakeholder group, let's say the payer, may not be a high priority for another stakeholder group who needs to be at the table to help understand and problem solve the issue. We need all stakeholders impacted by a particular issue to participate. This is really important because a lot of learning goes on in our task groups as well as our work groups. What may seem like an easy fix to one person could create an administrative or technical nightmare for another group unnecessarily. In fact, we have heard that you get the best education on the inner workings of the healthcare industry when you participate in the NCPDP meetings. Overall, the process makes our standards better because they are well-crafted and foundational. Then down the road, we enhance the standards to build in added flexibility if deemed necessary to do so. The third ingredient is consensus on a solution. We aim to identify solutions that are fair and don't cause undue burden on any one group. We have a shared interest in making the healthcare system work better for all of us. So we are taking into consideration things like workflow to make it easy to adapt a solution. When it comes to prescribers, pharmacists, everyone, if it is too complex, you make it harder for people to adapt. And one last important part of this is that when someone participates in the problem-solving process, they understand the why behind the solution. It makes it easier to go back to your organizations and explain how we gained consensus on something. And when people participate and understand the whys, it naturally engenders adoption.
Well, that explains it. Great insight on why it is so important to participate and how it benefits everyone. So what types of initiatives is the Specialty Pharmacy Work Group focused on?
There's a lot of work in process across our specialty task groups. Right now, we are looking for a manufacturer that is interested in participating in a pilot of our specialty pharmacy data reporting standard. What's great about this standard is it provides a uniform data format for pharmacies to submit data to multiple manufacturers throughout the industry. It also eases the burden on pharmacies, so pharmacies don't have to create internal mapping processes to standardize unique data formats from each manufacturer. Just last week, we had a couple of guidance documents that were reviewed at our interim virtual work group meetings. First was a guide for implementation of the X12-852 product activity report. It's designed to share pharmacy inventory information amongst stakeholders. It was approved by our members at the work group. Next, it will go through a comment-only ballot to the NCPDP members, and then after that, it will go to X12 for approval before it is published. The second item that was reviewed and approved at our work group meeting and is pending approval by our standardization committee is the NCPDP Specialty Pharmacy Benefit Coverage Identification White Paper. It's a foundational document that lays out the current challenges experienced by providers and pharmacies in trying to accurately identify the appropriate benefit coverage. It is a specific specialty medication covered by the medical or by the pharmacy benefit. It's an important question that delays patients getting to their specialty medication. We also have a task group working on guidance document to provide information to providers, patients, payers, and pharmacies about hub services and limited distribution products. And one more thing that I'd like to mention is our patient consent task group. They are in the early stages of their work identifying use cases and data needs. Their overall goal is to address the business challenge of capturing patient consent and authorization and sharing that electronically to speed access to therapy.
Those are such important patient access issues and strategic business initiatives. Liam, for those individuals who haven't worked with a standard-setting organization, what should they know about the standards development process?
That's a really important question, Sheila. It takes time. For those who have not participated in our forums, understanding that it does take time is probably one of the biggest challenges to overcome.
I can see how that would be a challenge, balancing the responsibilities of their day jobs with their time at NCPDP. How are newcomers responding to the process?
It is challenging, and we are hearing that, but there is also a big opportunity here. The investment made today will pay off in the future. That's in terms of greater efficiencies and getting patients medications, getting patients the medications they need much faster. Plus, one of the overarching goals in NCPDP's long-range strategic plan is to speed up the standards development process. We need new people. We need your subject matter experts, your expertise, and your on-the-job knowledge. The more people that we have participating, the more and faster we learn, and that's one way that we can speed up the process. The other opportunity that we have is by having new participants that can look outside our box for ways to do things differently without sidestepping the important elements of our standards development and consensus building processes. To go back to a restaurant analogy, which I like because I really enjoy cooking, we're providing a pantry of staple products and the kitchen appliances, but the rest of it is up to you. The good news is the more people we have engaged in the process, the faster we can move to build or enhance standards that will make a difference in the business of specialty and, most importantly, in patients' lives.
Well, it definitely sounds like there is a lot of work to be done, but I think our members are up to the challenge and will appreciate the end results.
Absolutely, and we welcome everyone with open arms. Our task groups do the detailed work. They meet regularly on conference calls, and they are open to everyone. So invite a colleague. You can view the calendar for our specialty pharmacy task group calls when you create a free account at www.dms.ncpdp.org, or you can also email standards@ncpdp.org. And we will send you more information about our specialty pharmacy task groups.
Thank you, Leanne, for sharing your industry insights and perspectives. I encourage NASP members to get involved.
Thanks for listening to the NASP podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your fellow pharmacists, doctors, and healthcare providers dedicated to optimal patient care. If you have ideas for future episode topics, please email the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Send your message to publisher@pharmacypodcast.com.